thank you for the ushers. We thank you for the ministers. We thank you, oh Lord, for our pastor. Fill him with your words. Fill him with your power. Father, fortify him on all sides. Send your angels to surround him, oh Lord. Give him the strength to bring forth your word. Give him the inspiration to speak the word you have given, that he might sow it into our lives, that your name might be glorified, oh Lord. Thank you, God, for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
ATOP values education. Through your generous giving, we proudly offer scholarships to ATOP's graduating seniors continuing on to college or trade school. Before you know it, graduation will be coming around again. Be a blessing to our ATOP graduates and encourage them on their journey to greatness by donating each month. Use any of our online platforms and write on the notes line scholarship fund so it will be directed to the scholarship account. Or you can send a check in the mail or drop it in the offering box. We are so grateful that little becomes much when we place it in God's hands. Help educate our scholars with some of your dollars today. ATOP, are you ready? Invite your family and friends to join us on Good Friday, April 7th at 12 noon for our annual Seven Last Words service. Be inspired, revived, and renewed as seven prophetic women of the Word expound on the seven last phrases spoken from the cross. Guest preachers will be First Lady Alicia Norman, Psalmist Nate, Bishop Althea Green, Dr. Rosalind Nichols, First Lady Lashana Williams, Dr. Karen Todd, and Dr. Pamela Addison. Prepare to be blessed. Then, join the student ministry on Saturday, April 8th at 10 a.m. as we carry our crosses down Riverdale Road to remind the community of Christ's suffering on the cross to save us all. Meet us at 9:45 to get your cross. Can't walk? Then participate in our prayer drive-through as we pray for the requests of those in our community. The walk and drive-through will begin promptly at 10. Following the cross carrying, our annual Easter egg hunt will occur at 11 a.m. Grab the kids and join in the fun on Saturday, April 8th. ATOP welcomes our new members. We are excited to have you as part of our family. Now, join us for new members Lunch and Learn on Saturday, April 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Come and see what your new church has to offer. To reserve your seat and for an accurate lunch count, please call the church office by April 14th at 901-795-9677. Hey ATOP, are you prepared if a disaster strikes? If not, now is the time to gather supplies and create a disaster preparedness kit. Your kit should include food, water, and enough supplies to last several days. Need help? Pick up an emergency checklist in the foyer following service today, or visit www.ready.gov for more information. The Christian Education Ministry is sponsoring a breakfast tour. Come and enjoy breakfast as we reset and reintroduce Sunday School on Sunday, April 16th at 8:30 a.m. in the Hughes Educational Building. There will be food, fellowship, fun, and Bible study. Mark your calendar for the breakfast tour. Big Dre's Barbecue Cook-Off is coming soon. If you are interested in competing in the contest, see Sister Georgia Rucker or Brother Dewan Whitmore. Ladies, do you need your yearly mammogram? No problem. Methodist Mobile Mammography can come to ATOP just for you. Please sign up following service. We need at least 10 women to sign up for the coming mobile unit. Don't have insurance? Don't worry. The mobile unit takes insured and uninsured patients, so sign up today. Now, get ready for a powerful worship service.
Good morning, ATOP. Oh, come on, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to be glad and rejoice in it. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be made glad. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and I will enter his courts with praise. I will be thankful unto him, and I will bless his holy name. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the king of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory but the Lord God strong and mighty? Who is this King of glory but the Lord God and mighty in battle? Can I remind you again? Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Come on, say his name. Who is this King of glory? One more time. Who is this King of glory but the Lord God strong and mighty? Who is this King of glory? The Lord God mighty in battle. Is anybody excited about worship this morning? Let's do a quick room check. Is anybody excited about the activity of their limbs? Anybody excited about the activity of their voices? Well, let's speak to our body. Let's say, so I command you to bless the Lord. Feet, I command you to bless the Lord. Hands, I command you to bless the Lord. Voice, I command you to bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we anticipate a visitation. We anticipate your power. We anticipate your showing up and showing out. In the name of Jesus, have your way this morning. Throw your weight around. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that's working. Anybody know him to be wonderful? Anybody know him to be mighty? Anybody know him to be God? All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same, and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same, and wonderful is your name. Everybody know it? Wonderful is his name.
Wonderful is your name.
All of my life.
All of my life. I've never known you to fail.
You remain
the same.
Wonderful.
Wonderful is your name.
All of my life.
All of my life. I've never known you to fail.
You remain the same.
Wonderful is your
up.
You woke me up this morning.
Started me
on my way.
Put food
on my table.
Brought joy
to my day.
Anybody truly believe that? Is there anybody testimony this morning? Come what may, for the rest of my life. No matter the hills, no matter the valleys, no matter what I go through, for the rest of my life, I'll make this declaration, I'll serve them. No matter what comes my way. Job said, yea, though you slay me. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For the Lord God is with me. His rod and his staff, it covers me.
For the rest of my life,
you woke me up.